It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we got to go out. You know, like it's only, like we always talk about, we always create those competitive moments and find people, whether it be workouts or whatever the case may be. And if we are lucky enough and fortunate enough to sign somebody that looks good enough to come in and compete, that we feel like we do it throughout the week, we possibly can. But we'll keep scouring. And then, like, in the meantime, you know, we got to line up, we got to kick it, we got to make it, and we got to go through our process.
That's right. That's the bottom line.
Bottom line.
No offense to Young Weku, who's had some nice moments here. I don't think anyone cares who's kicking on Sunday as long as they do their job. They sign a new guy, and he goes out there and goes 4-for-4, and they win the game. That'll be everybody's new favorite kicker.
Yeah. I mean, just like we said going to break, this is a performance-based business.
That's right.
It is. And no matter what your job is, no matter how much you love, he has made some big kicks. I would never take that away from him. So?
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is that we can maybe accept it, and I'll just speak from locker room talk. You can accept it probably from a position player that plays damn near every play, but them, there's nothing more annoying than watching that.
Yeah.
Because you're in practice getting your ass knocked off in practice and everything, and they're over there kicking a damn soccer ball.
Yeah, they're over there juggling the ball.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's what it is.
Yeah. No, understood.
You know?
And, I mean, every position in every sport has a different level of credit versus like leash, right? Like if you do good for long enough, whether you're a kicker or whatever, then you get a couple bumps in the road. But he exhausted that last year.
Yep.
The bumps in the road, there was potholes.
Yes.
It was like you're driving down Peach Pie or whatever. pick a road. We live in Atlanta. Atlanta Road over there, by the way. Goodness gracious. Over there by Topgolf? Man. All right. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, man.
Be careful.
Oh, yeah. That road is
right on a swivel.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, that happened. So now we're in a whole different situation. And look, nobody wants to be talking about this. Certainly not at any point in the season, early in the season, late in the season, whatever. But we're talking about it again.
Yep.
And I mean, even Youngway said yesterday, we're talking about this too much.
Yep.
Yeah, because of you. You're the one making us.
There's certain people
we don't want to talk about this.
There's positions that you don't want to hear from, especially when you only hear about them when it's bad. Kickers and offensive linemen.
That's right.
Kickers and offensive linemen. I mean, and, you know, that offensive line didn't have its best game either on Sunday. So, you know, you're going up to Minnesota, and Flo's defense, we know it's a lot of pressure. Maybe about as much as maybe more than what you just faced on last Sunday with Todd Bowles. They got some good players, got a really good front, really good front seven, nice secondary. We got exposed to a little bit last year up there.
Mm-hmm.
I do think this defense is better than last year's.
Which?
The Falcons.
Oh.
I think so too. Yeah, because I don't think there'll be any more DBs falling down.
Right.
I don't think.
That's a low bar.
Yeah. I don't think.
A couple punts fielded for touchdowns last year in that
think.
Game. Yeah, look, I mean it's a one game sample size with this group, and it's a young group and some new faces too. And I think by and large, defense looked pretty solid.
All right.
I mean, they obviously allowed a couple drives in the second half that ended up being the part of the difference in the game. But you know, they got some pressures. Didn't get sacks, but got some pressures. Got to turn those into sacks.
Right.
Got hands on balls. Got to turn those into turnovers. Yep.
Got to catch them. It's good.
There was some mistakes in coverage. I mean, let's call it what it is.
I just think. I mean, I don't. But the thing about it was, I don't know if it like the last touchdown of Buka caught. I think that's bust coverage. I do. But I could be absolutely wrong. But, I mean, you think about some of the misses that they had, but then some of the things that when you're a defense, and that's one thing we talked about coming into this season from what I saw in preseason was like, the release, they're turning the ball over. They're getting the ball, they're getting turnovers and everything, and you had opportunities, especially the young buck. He had like three opportunities.
Yeah.
Make it.
Yep.
You got to make it. I know it's great pass breakup, but everything, you got to catch the ball. You got to – when you have a team where the Falcons rank in the – Pentagon or evolution of what the NFL is.
Pantheon,
thank you. You can't.
And Pentagon.
You can't. You got to make plays.
You have to.
You know, you can't not take advantage of an opportunity.
Right. Yep.
Especially when you don't get a lot of them.
Right. Especially when the margin is as thin as it is.
I mean, it's so, it's razor.
And it's going to be like that. Like every week, and we've talked about this for years now, and it's been true for the Falcons. So many one-score games, so many games coming down to either you make the drive at the end or you don't, you make the kick at the end or you don't, and the season started that same way. I wouldn't be surprised if this Sunday night is the same way, too, against Minnesota.
Yeah.
This is who you'll be playing. This guy right here who went from having a really rough game to having a really nice finish last night. And throwing it to this guy is always a good idea.
Third down and five. Good protection over the middle. It's caught for a touchdown.
You're going to see two receivers kind of in the same area, about 5 yard separation with Justin Jefferson trailing Naylor. That's not good separation between those as far as a quarterback being able to see where to go with the ball.
I thought, you know, you just want to talk about bounce back. I know Kevin O'Connell came out and said, I went and told him that he was going to win this game for us and everything, and we're going to keep it as close as we can until you get an opportunity. The young man played so good late. He really did, because when you want to – I mean, a veteran quarterback might have been like, ain't my damn day after the first half that dude had. But, I mean, he settled down. They were able to run the football, which helped. And then, again, finding your man, Justin Jefferson. You know, and the thing with him, he's a really athletic kid. J.J. McCarthy, really athletic kid.
Yeah, he can run around.
Yeah, he's a really, really athletic kid. So he's one of them guys you're going to have to put your pads on. You got to put your pads on him to get him to the ground if you're the Falcons. But, yeah, just a great performance by him late. Obviously, you saw Caleb look different. He looked better, in my opinion. Now, he still has some Caleb moments.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you can see that he's trying. You can see that Kevin O'Connell – I mean, I'm sorry.
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson wants him under center. Mm-hmm. Thought he did really good in the first half of being under center after being in the gun for all his damn life.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he did really, really good in all those things. I just thought that his O-line didn't help him out either late. But I thought, you know, Flo just started throwing some different things at him, and it made him just a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I still think with him, and you made a great point off the bat, like – been a pretty tumultuous first 18 games of a career where coaching change and OC change and obviously a wholesale scheme change this offseason with Ben Johnson coming in, a lot of new faces and all that. I've just always felt like the stuff that you can teach, you can see him learning.
Yes.
The stuff that you can't teach, he can do.
Right.
But you kind of have to get him to tamper some of that down. Mm-hmm. Like, because you could see it as the game went on, he got a little bit more comfortable freestyling.
Yes.
And it was like, don't do that.
Because
you don't have to. He did the Mariota, like,
yeah, because belly flop that's throw. What happens sometimes, Bump, when you're always such a great athlete, the best athlete,
right,
and things weren't going right, your athleticism always got you out of it.
It's the NFL.
Yeah, brother.
All these guys are.
Yeah, bro.
All these guys are those guys.
Yeah, bro.
All right, let's hear from a little bit of the Braves game last night. A handful of different Braves stories as we get you caught up.
And Ozzy gives this a ride out to center field. Castro's back, and Ozzy stays hot. Soto blast, 1-0 Atlanta.
It's safe to say that Ozzy's going to be the second baseman next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the way he's been playing lately, man.
And, he's playing like he wants to be.
Yeah, and so he's playing well. The disturbing story was this whole Sean Murphy thing, man, undergoing hip surgery. That's something that it seems like it's been for a long time.
Yeah.
So imagine being a catcher with a bad hip.
Yep.
Damn. That's a guy. Woo.
So he's tough as hell.
He's tough than us.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Kind of part of me is like, maybe could have said something earlier.
Maybe.
At some point. Because it's been kind of, we've been wondering, this isn't really the guy we were promised.
Yeah.
You know?
But this is one of the things where
I don't know when it got hurt, but like to be like toughing it out for 3 years is a little bit like, well, maybe that's why you haven't been very good for most of those 3 years.
Could be, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which to me is a little annoying.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I get it, you're tough and all that, but at a certain point, they got doctors for a reason.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Get the surgery. And now they say 4 month recovery and all that. So obviously he'll be out for the rest of the year and back next year. And I don't know, maybe he'll look better because he had the surgery that he needed. But it would have been pretty cool if you would have told somebody like 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe could have played
Shout
better.
Shout out to Schnitt, said 800 career wins as the manager. That's awesome. I'm confused. I understand it, but not with this dude. This is Ronald Dan McKinley Jr., and he's batting 6-7. This is shut him down, man. Just shut him down. I don't. Why mess with this dude? This dude wants to be the leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
Last time you said that, you like when remember that year he started out and it was 2 or 3, and they were like, okay,
I know
he wants to be the leadoff. Put him at the leadoff. Ends up winning freaking MVP. Put his ass at the leadoff spot. All right, he's better than Profar, all right?
Yeah.
Put him back in leadoff.
And he's comfortable.
And he's comfortable
spot.
Right there. I know he's been struggling. I get it. I get it.
I don't know if that's why he's been struggling for a month and a half now, but I don't think it helps. But yeah, I know it's weird.
It's,
Ronald Acuna batting seventh. I guess he batted sixth last night. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I ain't like that at all.
I don't like an 0 for 25 from Ronald
Acuna.
I hate it, too.
I hate it, too. But I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to hear your damn statistics. And that's Ronald freaking Acuna Jr.
Okay.
Put his ass back at the top of the lineup.
Okay.
Yeah. Period.
There's still some underlying Acuna stuff with
you. I don't really care.
We care about something.
No, I care that I want him happy.
Okay,
I want him back
it.
At the one.
Got
at the
it.
One.
Got it.
Yes.
I see.
Ronald Acuna Jr. leading back off.
And I agree. I think that he should be. I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, this whole second half of the season is just
crazy.
Like, well, it's like, you know, they're still playing these games.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
You know?
Yeah.
And they Acuna's not been doing great, so I guess they're toying with it a little bit. I'd toy with it with putting him back in leadoff spot.
Why not?
Where he likes to be at. Maybe that'll help. And I don't know if that's what it is. Maybe there's something wrong with his swing right now. I'm really not sure.
Something wrong with his swing.
I don't know. He's batting 115 the last month.
It's been bad.
Yeah.
And it's bad. Hey, guys. Oh, it's a big weekend up there in Knoxville. And if you're heading up there for Saturday's game, be sure to make a pit stop at Twin Cougar this Friday, where Dukes and Bell will be broadcasting live from 2 to 6, breaking down Saturday's matchup while enjoying the food, drinks, and scenic views of Twin Peaks Chattanooga. Sweet.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eat. It's an easy stop right off of I-75 at the state line. Dukes and Bell on Friday.
All right, we'll come back. Mike Conte will join us. We'll talk some Falcons with him ahead of week one, get his thoughts on what may go down between now and Sunday with the kicker competition and all that, and get his thoughts on some college football as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.